Joining us from Kirk's Fly Shop in Estes Park is Kirk Bean. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Terry.
You know what? It'd be hard to ask for more beautiful weather up and down the Big Thompson, wouldn't it?
It's awesome right now. Normally it's iced up down there, but it's open all the way down.
Well, you know, and I talked to Darren yesterday, who works at the shop there for you, and he said, you guys are still fly fishing the park.
We are. You can even go up in the park and fish the upper Big T and fall. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable, and it looks like it's going to hold up for a while. Now, you have an event coming up. I want to talk about that, but let's take those sections. Let's start. I mean, it's going to be a little cooler today, but not bad, and it's going to be really warm next few days. If I was coming up to fish with you, let's just say we started in the park, what could I expect?
In the park, you want to kind of fish more midday when it warms up the most, so any time after 10 till about 4, and they're biting pretty good. You just do like a deer hair ant on the surface and drop it with a little pheasant tail, and they'll still hit it.
Yeah, and are you pocket water fishing, or is there fishing the seams, or both?
Mostly fishing the deeper runs, so skip all the in-between stuff. They've seemed to pulled up for the winter already.
Well, I tell you what, when it gets cold, and we'll talk about the Big Thompson in a minute, but you and I have had some phenomenal winter fly fishing when they pool up, haven't we?
We have. That seems like one of the better times to catch a lot of fish, just in one spot.
Well, you know, I think they get so many fish in those deep holes that you stay behind them, you catch a fish, and normally if it was just a few fish in that hole, catching one would spook the others. But there's so much activity there, I don't think they even notice.
No, it doesn't seem like it. If you know where they're at, you can sure catch a lot.
I think the only reason we moved that time on the Big Thompson was we wanted a different shot of scenery.
Right.
It was pretty phenomenal. We did really well. Now, what about the Big Thompson? It's up and down. Are you fishing other parts more than others? And, you know, the status of that river has changed so much in the last few years. It went from the flood to mostly just being an upper water fishery to the fish being spread out. What's the status of the river, and how's it fishing up and down the river right now?
It's pretty much the same from the top to the bottom. I would say most of our guides are actually going down to the lower, down below Drake right now. It seems to be fishing even a little better down there, but it's all pretty good right now.
What kind of presentations are you using on the Big T?
Mostly nymph fishing, so indicators, and then two small nymphs below or three small nymphs below. Doing like a pheasant tail for your weight to sink it down and dropping it with two little midges behind it.
Well, and this is something I always like to bring up when you're on, because of all the fly fishermen I've fished with, they all have their own techniques, their own way of doing it. A lot of them this time of the year would be putting weight below their indicator, a split shot or something. You really use just the flies for weight. You really believe in that, don't you?
I do. I really like just getting the right weight in your first fly, so some kind of tungsten beaded fly. And right now, you don't need a lot of weight because the flow is not that high. So just a small little bead head fly will get it down enough and drop it with little midges. And I feel like the weight just adds another area that you can tangle on. So the less you can do, the less stuff on the line, the easier it is to cast.
Now, what type of fish are you catching on the Big Thompson? Mostly rainbows, catching some browns. What kind of size?
Yeah, mostly rainbows and browns, probably 70% rainbows and 30% browns. Your average fish is 8 to 12 inches, and you can get them all the way up to about 16 inches in the canyon.
And every now and then you produce a real hog there, too. I've seen some big fish come out of there. It's not an everyday occurrence, but there's some big fish there. Are you guys fishing anywhere else?
We're mostly doing the canyon and then some in the park, but, yeah, that's mainly it right now.
Now, you have an event coming up. And it's going to be, I believe it's going to be the 9th through the 12th, with the 11th being the big day. And this is an event I used to attend all the time, and I'm still working on my schedule. They've had me appearing everywhere, and Karen and I are traveling. But I'm going to try to make an appearance. I won't guarantee it yet. But tell people about the event and what's going on.
So, yeah, we got a sale that's going from the 9th through the 12th. So if you don't want to come for the party time, you can still get the sale. You can even call in. You don't have to show up for it. And our sale is 50% off any one item in the shop. So that's kind of the big deal sale. So you can pick anything out you want and get it for 50% off.
So I could take that really top-end fly rod and get it for 50% off?
You got it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's pretty attractive. Now, that goes on the whole time.
That goes on the whole time, yeah.
But then on the 11th, tell people what you do.
So on the 11th, from 2 to 5, we'll have a kind of a party. We'll have some famous fly fishermen. We got John Gearock coming, Steven Schweitzer, John Barr, Rick Takahashi, Josh Graffam, Filiwani, Rick Takahashi, and Steve Maldo are all coming to tie flies and sign books, and Marty Bartholomew also.
Yeah, and I want to get to the signing books part. Now, they're all going to be there talking, sharing stories, tying flies, although I don't believe anything Gearock says. But and Schweitzer's almost as bad. But no, they're
right.
Really good friends, great guys. They're, you know what? They're all so wonderful to spend time with. They're just so – they're just open, and they'll talk. They'll share stories. I mean, they're all good friends of mine, and I just love every one of them. And they're incredible knowledge of fly fishing that they'll share with you is just phenomenal. But the other thing is they've all got books out, and getting sometimes this time of the year, figuring out what to get somebody that's personalized for Christmas can be so tough. So what you do is you go up there and you tell them who you want the book for, and they personalize a signature. What a great Christmas gift, Kirk.
Right? No, it's great.
And so they'll be there. And what times will they be there again?
December 11th from 2 to 5.
December 11th, 2 to 5. And I'm going to try, and I'm not going to promise you. The station has been scheduling me at a lot of events, and I've been having to appear all over, up and down the Front Range. And Karen and I are actually traveling, getting back on the 10th. And that time of the year, I can't guarantee the flight would get in. So there's a chance I may stop by, but I can't guarantee it. I've come up in past years, always had a great time. Usually have some refreshments and stuff too, right?
Yeah, yeah. We'll still have those, and we'd love to have you, especially Karen.
Well, yeah, thanks a lot. Hey, and folks, if you want to see some of the great fly fishing from Kirk's Fly Shop, go to my YouTube channel, Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom, because Kirk and I have probably done, I don't know, at least a half a dozen shows, right? I don't know. We've done a number of them.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, we've done a number of them. You can see them there. And so you're still booking trips, obviously, with the weather good. So if people want to book a trip, or if they want to get a hold of you, how far in advance do they have to book, and how can they find you?
Normally at this time of year, just a day's notice, we can get you in, no problem. You can just find us online at kirksflyshop.com, or our phone number is 970-577-0790, and we're right on Main Street next to the Dairy Queen in Estes Park.
You know, and if somebody wants to try fly fishing for the first time, the rivers aren't as crowded right now. The fish are biting. The weather's going to be phenomenal for the next few days. And you don't need any gear, right? You can supply everything.
Yeah, we supply the waders and the fly rod, all the gear you need. Just show up in kind of warm clothes, and then it kind of warms up as the day goes on.
Yep, and you'll learn so much from these guys, too. As much as I hate to admit it, Kirk, I've learned a lot from you. You just have taught me tremendous amounts of fly fishing. Some of the refinements, some of the techniques you use are so good. I love going out with you just for the knowledge I pick up, Kirk.
Well, I've learned a lot from you, too, so works both ways.
All right, my friend, we're going to let you go, but hopefully I'll get up there. If I don't, hopefully you get a great turnout. The sale's the 9th through the 12th. The big party with the book signing is on the 11th, and people just need to get up there. And you know what? Estes Park's a great place to visit this time of the year.
It is. It is, for sure.
All right, my friend. Great talking to you.
Yep, you too, Derry. Thank you.
Kirk Bean from Kirk's Fly Shop.